Blog Talk Radio.
Never mind the stars in the sky. Never mind the when and the why. Got a feeling higher than high. This is the real thing.
Talented, multi-talented co-host LaShawn. We want to welcome everybody to the show this evening. Can you believe that we are in February already? Wow, can you believe that, LaShawn?
It's here. Yes, we are in the month of February. How are you today?
Oh my gosh, boy, Ben, I'm awesome. I am awesome today. I've been very, very productive, and I just can't believe how fast January went by. We're already in February already. And guess what? We are a couple of weeks away from the big romantic holiday of, wow, Valentine's Day. That's going to be very interesting. You know, I was thinking about that today, and First of all, like I said, I want to let everybody know we appreciate you so much for joining us every week. We found that we have some loyal listeners, and we want to thank you so much. We're having a good time on the show. We're having a good time with you. And I want to mention that the call-in number to our live show, and we want to try to increase participation with the show. So we want you to be able to call in at 347-843-4559. Once again, that phone number is 347-843-4559. And we want you to inform everyone that you know, all of your friends, your coworkers, your colleagues, students, if you're in college. Follow us on Twitter at Love UNL Radio. And we want you to be able to post your comments or any questions that you may have. Once again, on our Twitter account, that is Love UNL Radio. And we want you to definitely post your comments, post your question that you may have. And, you know, if you have some questions that you'd like to talk to, either direct to Ms. LaShawn or myself, you know the number. Once again, 347-843-4559. And if you want to be placed in the queue, you have to hit the number one and the star sign to be placed in the queue. And we are only going to mention the last four digits of your phone number. So when you hear your last four digits, that means you are live on a show. And so we would definitely love your participation. And Ms. LaShawn, how was your day today?
My day was absolutely wonderful. I was rushing to make sure that I was here in time for the show.
I know how that is.
Yeah, again, you mentioned Valentine's Day earlier, and I just found out this evening over dinner that my fiance and I will be celebrating the 14 days of Valentine's Day. So every day for the next 14 days, he's going to do something that I like, whatever that is. And he knows
I'm sweet.
Yeah. So tonight we went out to dinner for sushi. I was like, yay.
Sweet. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. And he had kind of forgotten about the show being this evening. So we had to switch some things around. And I said, well, what were you originally planning on doing tonight? And of course he wouldn't tell me. And you know, I'm like a kid in a candy store. So I'm like, oh my God. So that'd be really interesting. Yeah.
I got to give you some props, my brother. You go ahead, man. I like that. And thank you for being patient and allow her to be on this show. Well, let me say, I shouldn't say the word allow, but thank you for being patient that we have this show. And I know it's going to be something fantastic and it's going to be worth the wait. Ms. LaShawn, it's definitely going to be worth the wait.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I believe so. I believe so. And you know me, I love everything. You know, the little things, the big things. So it's all good no matter what.
Oh, that is so nice. That's very romantic. You know, speaking of romantics, I was thinking about Valentine's Day as one of those kind of, this is the month where a lot of things are happening in people's minds, whether they're in, you know, people start to evaluate what type of relationship that they're in, if they are in one. There's those who are looking to get into new relationships, those looking to try to get out of a relationship. And one of the things that I was thinking about today, I would like to discuss is clarity in a relationship. I like to talk about that. And the reason being is because we have spent the last several months, we were talking about your great book. And matter of fact, before I even go any further, please introduce your book and how they can purchase your book, because it is a great read.
Yes, they can go to the website, which is IamNotAnOption.com. You can purchase an electronic copy or a paperback copy. And make sure that you also follow me on social media. Some of my friends who work in marketing and other industries have been like, "Sean, you got to do the social media thing." I'm like, okay, I'm kind of dragging myself through, but I would appreciate it. So follow me on Twitter, Facebook, wherever else. I have my icons on the website. Just make sure that you follow me, and I would appreciate it. And if anybody has any questions or comments about the show or anything else, my emails and everything are on the website. So again, that's IamNotAnOption.com. So, clarity. Let's go for it. And it's a great word. It's actually, wow, it's fabulous, because it really, you know, when you're clear in life and you know where you're going, not just in your relationship, but professionally, financially. It relieves all the stress in the world. There's so many issues and everything that you're ever going to deal with on a daily basis. So it's really good to be clear, because even when obstacles arise, which they usually do, when you're clear on what you want and what you're going for, that makes it easier to navigate your way through. So yeah, clarity is a wonderful thing. So what were your thoughts about clarity and relationships?
Well, you know, as you know, we've been speaking about your book, which, like I said, telling everybody, it's an awesome, awesome read. And I don't want you to just take my word for it. I need you to get the book, I Am Not an Option. It's a woman's guide to self-love and relationships. And I tell you, you know, I see a lot of books and a lot of things. I see women reaching out and talking about how to better themselves and self-love. And I also want to talk about the videos that is posted on your Twitter account of being comfortable in your own skin. But before I get to that, the reason I was thinking about clarity is because I'm wondering, and this is a question that I like to ask you, LaShawn. With all the information that is out there, and a lot of this is focused and directed towards women. Now, I want to know, what do you think the percentages of men that have really good clarity in relationships? Because I don't know if there's enough, if men are taking the time. I think that probably more women are taking the time to learn more about self-love and indulging themselves than probably men. Now, I could be wrong, but what I've been doing the research, I'm finding that there's not as much information for men as there is women. Now, I'm not saying that it's anyone's fault. What I'm saying is, because there's enough information worldwide for anybody, male or female, to be able to get, you know, the information that they need. I'm wondering, in general, do you think men are practicing self-love as much as women are?
Wow. Well, let me answer this in two parts. First of all, when you talk about the self-help industry and how there's so much more information out there for women than there is for men, that is absolutely correct. Over 80% of all the self-help materials are purchased by women. And the ones that are purchased by men are typically in the area of business. So men will seek help on, you know, how to be the next millionaire, how to flip houses, how to do, you know, whatever it is. So when it comes to business, men, you know, they do purchase in that area of self-development. But when it comes to self-love, confidence, spirituality, those type of things, men don't typically tend to go into that arena. And so much so that there was a gentleman, Evan Marquette, that's his name, and he is a relationship coach for women. Really great guy. I had the pleasure of interviewing him a few months ago. And it was interesting because I asked him, why coach women? Why not coach men? And he said, great question, LaShawn. And he said, but the problem is, and this is even stated on his website, he said, men need the help, but women take the help. Women actually want it. And that's the whole line right there. He said, if I just tried to coach men, I wouldn't be in business.
There's no market.
There just aren't enough men, right, that are reaching out. And I remember I was actually online, and I tried to Google search, you know, life coaches for men. For just in the area of relationships. And I had to flip forever before I could find one. So I
exactly.
Like, wow. And I'm searching and I'm like, okay, page 1, 2, 10, you know, because I was in it. And it was really fascinating to me to see that. And it's actually, it was very disheartening for me at first. And I had to really catch myself and find my balance back, because I was thinking to myself, like, wow, here I am helping all these women build up their self-love and their confidence and really empowering them. And where's their equivalent? You know, where's their mate that has done all the developing of himself? Because then what happens is you have all these women that are ready to enter into a relationship because they're in a healthy space. They've released their past. They're not carrying around all the baggage. And they're in this really great space. But now they run across these guys who haven't done any self-development, and that becomes a problem. It becomes a problem. So, you know,
it's a major problem.
Really, yeah, and I'm hoping that over time that that begins to change. But, yeah, you know, most of the books, you know, they're geared towards the women because we're the ones that are listening. And, you know, as Evan said, we're the ones that actually want the help. You know, we want our relationships to be better. And I think that what was your second question? What was your original question, I should say?
Well, no, you answered the question. Yeah, the original question was you answered the question very clearly because it matched up exactly what my research was. Because I went back over the years. I looked at my library. I went back online and I went doing some research. And I said, you know, 90%, basically 90 to 95% of the information out there is geared towards women.
Yes.
And the only thing that's more universal is more spiritual things, which is universal. Doesn't matter. That's
what
your gender is.
But aren't they buying it? It's universal.
No.
But they're probably still not buying it. Right.
No, they're not buying it. And so the question I was asking is why? And I can I almost pretty much answered my own question. I just wanted to see what your version was. Men are still, we are still in this mindset, and it goes back to the ego again. Because I think one of the things that I'm realizing is with my growing spiritually, physically, mentally, I'm realizing that men in general, what are biggest concerns when it comes to relationships, whether you are involved in one or you're not, or if you're married or you're not, you're single, is we focus more on finances. That is our biggest concern, is finances and sex is the biggest concerns that we have in relationships. And sadly enough is because we only focus on those two major areas, we're missing the self-love, because having sex does not include self-love. It does not. And what I mean by that is we have to be able to understand what relationships are about. We have to look at what is our clarity. What is it that we're looking for in a relationship? And if you just subtract and just take the finances out and take the sex out, I don't think men have a whole lot more to discuss, to talk about, because those are the two main things that they're leading. Because ever since that we were little boys, we have a very competitive nature. And ever since we were small, we were always thinking about what is that we can do to be competitive and to beat out the next guy. That's the way we were raised, whether it's in sports, the way it is in business. And I think the problem is in relationships is when I was growing up, we were thinking about everything that we did was for a woman, whether you go to school, get good grades, get a good education, get yourself a good corporate job, and basically maybe even your first car. If you think about it, how many men actually purchase their first car without thinking about the opposite sex? I mean, really, when we buy our car, the first thing we're thinking about is, oh, wow, is this going to be a woman magnet? You know, is this going to attract all the girls? And that's what we're thinking about. That's the vision that we're going through before we even think about anything else about the car. We're looking at the color. Is it sporty enough? Is it luxury enough? You know, and everything that we do, the way we were taught, is pleasing the woman. So with that being said, we are missing out because we're not getting the fullness of a relationship because it's not balanced. So without learning the self-love and learning about forgiveness and learning about how to, you know, achieve our emotional being, we're still missing out on a major part of the relationship. And you are absolutely right. Women are taking the time to learn and they're taking the time to grow. But if we're not growing at that same rate, where does that lead us in the future? In regards to personal relationships, where are we going to, how are we going to end up?
And you know, and that, and again, that was my concern. The more that I do my work and as everything is beginning to pick up speed, as I'm taking everything in this direction, that was most certainly a concern of mine. But one of the things that I can say is I do see a little bit of change on the horizon. I do believe that little by little, as the women begin to develop And as they're out dating, I believe that if the woman is the right woman for that particular man, that there's a way where she will be able to pique his interest and maybe he'll begin to read a little more, to develop himself a little more. And even in, you know, my own life with my personal friends and everything else, I'm starting to see where that's happening a little bit more, little by little. So, you know, there's always hope. There's always hope, and I believe it's gonna happen. Now, it'll be a while, you know, because there's still so much of the opposite out there. But I do have to say this: I believe that as women, we are most certainly leaders. And when we begin to step into our leadership roles, and I'm not talking about being a diva or being a boss lady. I'm not talking about any of that. I mean standing in who you are authentically, in your feminine nature, in your beauty, in your essence, in your core of who you are as a woman, and allow love to be your guide, then things begin to shift. And we have the power, you know, to help men change. Now, we don't change them, but I love it when Steve Harvey says that you can't change a man, but a man will change for the right woman. So, again, if he's seeing that this is the right woman, and if she's being very gentle and just introducing him to different things, then slowly but surely he will begin to go down this path. Because I believe that all men want to be on that path of their higher self, but you guys can be a little stubborn, like you talk about all the time, the ego. So if you don't have to, you're not going.
Mm-hmm.
If there's enough interest, you know, if you think that, wow, I would really like to be in her space, I would really love to be by her side, then that's when you say, okay, let me try this out. You know, let me read a couple of self-help books, and, you know, let me, you know, venture into this. And I think I shared with you before, there's a gentleman that I know, he attends my church, and I still need to go on Amazon and read his review, but he was telling me that he really loved the book, and he was just like, I literally could have wrote a review, a 3-page review for every chapter. He said, I really could. And he said, but I knew that there wasn't enough space to do that. And it's amazing, because every woman that walks through the door, and even the men, he's talking to everyone about the book. Have you read her book? Have you purchased her book? Did you know she wrote a book? And I think it's just the funniest thing, because, again, this is a gentleman who wasn't necessarily even looking for it. He just said, oh, you wrote a book? Sure, I'll support you. I'll buy a copy. And he got a lot more out of it than even he was expecting. And I'm using that example to say that, yes, men do want to develop spiritually. You know, men do want to grow. It just has to be the right timing, because timing is everything.
Well, you know, with that being said, LaShawn, my thoughts on everything, because I went to a Jesuit school, and you know, being taught by a lot of priests. And one of the things that I have found, I actually got in trouble a lot too.
No.
Yeah, because I was one of these little brainiac little kids, you know, that always questioned everything, you know, and I always felt like, you know, and they used to kind of always try to shut me up and say, well, you don't question God. And I had an issue. I had a big issue with that. And I'm sitting here like, well, God gave us brains. So God gave us brains, and why is it that we can't question? And the whole thing was all about authority. You know how that is. But, you know, I really do believe what you're saying is that I think that we are going to be led by women. I think men are attracted to women that are strong. I think they're attracted to women that have leadership that doesn't insult their ego. And what I mean by insulting their ego, women who allow them to be who they are. But I learned, I'm not interested in being involved in a relationship if I can't learn from that person, you know. And I think it's very ideal to be able for men to be able to follow, because one of the things I've always said, and we're going to only have a minute before we go into our first commercial break, but I'm going to discuss something when we come back from our commercial break, because if you look at the history of wars and battles, men are the one that start the wars, not women. And I mentioned that, you know, previously on an earlier show. And I think that has a lot to do with going back to the way man is designed and his ego, because we feel like that we have to be dominating in everything that we touch and everything that we're getting involved in. And if you go back and really look at history, how many wars have actually been started by women? Not how many fights, but how many wars? That's a question to think about. And if you go and look at your history, there's not a lot of wars out there. I can't think of one war that that had multiple casualties that was started by women. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to finish our discussion here. And we will see you just in a few minutes. Go get you something to drink, and we'll see you in a few.
Welcome to the Love Unlimited radio show. This new show will offer listeners a unique perspective that will come from both married and single individuals who are trying desperately to find and maintain that true love that everyone so much desires. Dating shows are nothing new, but they're nearly always entertaining. Some of the most weird and awkward moments in dating are often not seen or mentioned. The question is, how many people in America ever find true love? I would guess not a high percentage, but that sure doesn't mean we don't keep trying at any age.
The Love Unlimited radio show, hosted by AJ and LaShawn, will give you the real scoop in a positive perspective. We will discuss those topics that most tend to keep to themselves or just too embarrassed to talk about. Everything from online dating, marriages, divorces, along with conversations from LaShawn's new book, I'm Not an Option. This show is provocative and informative, giving our listeners an interactive voice they can use to help find that true love.
Tune in each week as we will discuss topics and conduct interviews on love and relationships in the new millennium. You can hear us directly on your smartphone each week by dialing 347-843-4559. Once again, that's 347-843-4559. Or follow us on Twitter at LoveUNL Radio. Thanks for listening.
Stay all in my mind.
back to the Love Unlimited radio show with your hosts AJ and LaShawn. And you know, that song really tells it all. You know, when I think about the future of relationships, LaShawn, I think about going back in time at old school. I think when things were much more simpler. And what I mean by that, if you think about what did men do, you remember when you were younger, when you were a teen, in your teens, and what the guys used to do to get your attention? Do you remember those days?
I remember, but I'm trying to think now that you brought it up. Keep talking. I'll see what comes to me.
Okay. Well, no. Okay. You know, in the days that were simple, if you just listen to what the eyes were just saying, I just want to groove with you. Back in the days, in the 70s and the 80s, and things started changing basically in the mid-90s. But relationships were very simple. We used to have the old basement parties and basically, you know, have a little drink. And basically the way man used to get the woman's attention, we would do something nice for her. You know, we would basically, you know, when I think about when I was growing up, basically before I started driving, when I was riding bicycles, I used to always look for that girl that was kind of like a tomboy. And she used to always hang out with the fellas. The girl used to hang out with the fellas, used to play ball with us, play football with us and stuff. And, you know, she was cool. She was cute. She was cool. Didn't take any mess because she knew how to fight like a boy too. And those days were just so much fun. And, you know, when you think about as far as relationships, a lot of us men that are older now, we can go back and think about that girl who used to be our best friend back in the day. We used to be able to tell her everything. We used to be able to tell her how things were going in school. We used to be able to tell her what was going on in the household. And she was always there to listen, you know, just to listen to us and basically just, you know, and then we could just get up and start playing ball together, start doing something, go ride bikes together, go to the store, you know. And it's those days, I think, that is what's missing in the relationship. When I think about what you were just saying about your fiance, Lindbergh, is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Lindbergh seems to be a gentleman. Actually, I know he's a gentleman. He's definitely a gentleman, but he's also a person that knows how to trigger your inner self in regards to, he knows that you're very playful. He also knows that you like surprises, and he knows that you are very, very strong in your own skin, and you also a tomboy because you love football. And that alone right there is a huge plus to most men, especially men who are, you know, growing up in sports. And finding a girl that loves sports too, that is something that goes a long ways with men in general. And when I think about our future, you know, I think things are going to become much more complicated because we really are letting, even though I'm in the digital world, we're letting a lot of this technology basically transition into our personal lives. And it doesn't have to. Some days, you know, remember going home, LaShawn, there was no cell phone. There was just a phone on
the
wall. You know,
right.
And the kitchen phone in the wall. You only had like two phones. You had a phone on the wall and, you know, maybe one in the living room. But you only had two phones in the house for everybody. And exactly. And then when you left the house, nobody was contacting you. You know, you got home, you got some messages, you know.
Right, but you didn't stress over it, yeah.
Exactly,
right.
There was no distractions. You know, there wasn't any of those kind of distractions. Basically, things were just so much simpler, you know. Now we got to be, you know, we're trying to communicate relationships with text messaging going back and forth. And so many words are not being expressed properly when you're texting back and forth. And we're relying on this digital technology. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with digital technology as long as you know how to use it carefully. But if you think about how we communicate with each other, we're not sitting down in front of a fireplace or just sitting down and just having a glass of wine, just talking to each other anymore. You know, the families are not sitting down having dinner together anymore. Everybody's doing their own thing, and you almost have to book an appointment to get everybody all at one time around the dinner table. Those days were simple. There were simple days. And I think that relationships were much simpler back then. And there's no reason for men and women to be able to compete with each other. And I think that's one of the biggest issues that we're having in our days now, that women are basically, we're looking at men at the power that they have. Yes, they have a lot of power. They're very intelligent. They have a lot of power. They're able to do a lot of things. And basically, all they've been fighting for is that we want the same rights that you men have. Well, you know, in a lot of things, I don't want to see women in war. There's certain things I really not see women. I don't want to see women in combat. I really don't. I don't want to see anything like that. I don't like war as it is, but definitely don't want to see a woman in combat. But in regards to relationships, I think the future is we are going to have to rely on the women to guide us through. I think that we're going to have to open ourselves up spiritually to connect, because without a spiritual connection, it's going to be difficult for you to connect to anything, because everything in the universe, everything on our earth, whether it's nature, animals, everything is connected to the spirit. Everything is. And without that connection, it's going to be very difficult to be able to keep up and be able to understand and comprehend what's going on. And having a conversation with the woman, that is key. Having a good, simple conversation with the woman is key to being able to develop a good relationship. You have to know how to speak to her.
And I want to, and before you go too far into that, I wanted to back up because you had just mentioned spirituality and women leading. Did you by any chance read chapter 15 in the book?
Yes, I have.
Okay. We will have to dive deeper into that at another time. But that was something, and I remember my editor and myself having some really deep conversations about that. And even one gentleman who was one of my readers and a contributor to the book that had a very big issue with what I wrote in that chapter. And I'll basically share that with you guys now. In the book, on chapter 15, I talk about, the title of the chapter is Message from the Universe. And I just basically talk about a conversation that I had with God and then some other things that came out of that. But it's basically what AJ just said about women in leadership and helping men develop themselves spiritually. And it's interesting because there's so much of a belief system where people are so into the man is ahead, the man should lead, the man is ahead, you know, that whole mindset, where it's hard for men to grow, because if you believe that no matter what, that you are just supposed to be dictating and giving orders, it breaks things down. And I always like to explain to people that when you look at a household, if you look at it as a partnership, if you look at it as loving one another, then it changes the whole dynamic of the household so that you're not being run by somebody's ego, you know. And it's just really amazing just the different conversations that come out of that. But like I was saying, one of the contributors to the book, once he was reading through and we got to that chapter, and he just came straight out and told me, "You're wrong. You know, you need to change that." And I don't know if he thought that I was going to change it, but, you know, I allowed him to, of course, express his views and everything else. But I said, well, again, you're not getting that this is about a spiritual journey. This is not about ego. This is not about telling a man what to do. This is not about belittling him, because you know I don't believe in those things anyway. But it is about your divine guidance and realizing that whether men like it or not, again, just like women seek more help just when it comes to self-help and the intellectual and the confidence portion of it, they also seek more help when it comes to spirituality. So women are more in tune with themselves, their intuition, however you want to call it. We are more in tune to that. And because of that, we are developing ourselves at a much faster rate than men are. So, you know, women
guiding and helping. You know, if you don't like the word guiding and leading, then use the word helping. You know, I don't want to get into it about semantics, but realizing that when you have a really great woman in your life, if she really loves you and wants the best for you, then she's going to be there right by your side anyway, helping you navigate through life. So none of that should be, you know, scary or a turnoff in any shape, fashion, or form, you know, when this is done properly. So I just wanted to, you know, throw that out there.
You know, what's so interesting, I kind of recognized this before I even knew what it was all about at a very young age. And my first year in Jesuit school, being taught by these priests, one of the biggest questions that I had that I used to get in trouble for was, why do we call God, why do we refer him as a male principal? And that was, oh yeah, imagine saying that to a couple of priests. And the interesting part of it was, I never got a satisfaction or a satisfied answer from that. And so my but I did have one particular priest I remember, Father O'Malley. He was pretty open. He was very open-minded. And he asked me, he says, what was it that made you feel to ask that question? And I said, well, I said, to be honest with you, because I used to love the planetary system. My dad is a PhD. He's a scientist. And so I kind of grew up with a big science, you know, background. And so, and I've always been attracted to the planetary system. And I'm going to come back to this, because I know, you know, LaShawn, she always coaches me about make sure you come back. And how I'm going to come back to this is, the planetary system, basically, there's a sun, and then there's planets that rotate around the sun. And when I look at the whole universe and how the system is set up, it looks very nurturing to me. It seems like everything has a balance. Everything goes into rotation. And then I look at, there's water and plants, you know, the different kingdoms, the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, the mineral kingdom. And the reason why I'm saying this is because at the end of the day, I look at love is a master of nurturing. And see, and who are the nurturers in our species? It's the females. Women. And so I put those two together and I say, well, I'm sorry, but the whole system, as far as the universe, and let's not even go with the universe, let's go with the planet Earth. It, you know, we wake up with the sun, the Earth rotates around the sun. We cannot survive without the heat from the sun. We know we can't survive. And I'm sitting here thinking, we have all this ocean, which is basically the planet is made up mostly of water. And if you look at the human body is mostly water, made up of water. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, you know, at the end of the day, everything has to be nurtured. And love is a major ingredient of nurturing. So I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, well, how in the world did you come up with God being a male principle when it's almost just the opposite? It seems like everything that is about nurturing, whether it's plants, whether it's animals, it seems to be more in a female principle. So I wanted to know who came up with that concept. So at the end of the day, the priest did say, you know what, you do have a very good point there. But he said, honestly, because of the way of the text and things have been written, blah, 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 you know, from passed down from the centuries, it's basically, you know, comes from the priesthood. And he explained to me, and he was very, but he was very open. He said, you just never know. You never know. And he said, but whatever is right for you, as long as you're not hurting or imposing on anyone else, then you go what's right for you. And I remember that. I remember that as a child. And so this goes right back to what you said. I think that it is very important for men to be able to develop really good relationships with himself first. Self-love with God. Rather, I don't care what you think your God is. Bottom line of it is, you have to believe in your spirituality, and you have to learn how to be able to get along and work with women, because I could not imagine two things that I could not exist on this planet is music and women. Those two things right there, I wouldn't make it. I would not make it. You could just take me out right now. Those are two things that I have to have, you know, to continue to grow. And those things are very important. And so that's all my point is, LaShawn. I just wanted to say that without women, I don't think that – I think men would kill themselves. I think that we would totally be at war. I think we would just basically just diminish. I don't think we would make it. I don't think we would do very well. And men out there, please, do not take that as us being weak. Don't take it that way, because I am not a weak man at all. But I am going to tell you, I am very open, and I tell you, we cannot make it without women, because women are a nurturing species. They're very loving. They're the ones that are healing our wounds when we're at war. They're the ones that are taking care of us when we're hurt. They're taking care of us when we're sick, you know. And at the end of the day, everything that we do, that we've been taught, is for what? It's for the woman. So being head of the household, I'm okay with that. It's about a partnership. I don't think that women should ever walk behind a man. I think that it's side by side. Women should walk beside a man. And it is about partnership. Everything in life is a cycle, and it is about being a better partner. And that's what I'm learning to be. I'm going to learn to be the best partner that I can possibly be. Part of that is being a father. Part of that is being a partner, as a lover, and as an educator. And it's all about being the best partner that I can possibly be. And so without this show or shows like this, and without having these authors that are writing about these relationships, I wouldn't have anything to look forward to. So that's basically, that's my input on that.
Well, very, very good input it is. And, you know, relationships are such an interesting phenomena, you know, and I tell people all the time, there really isn't a right or wrong. It's just knowing what's right for you. And what's right for me may be completely different than what's right for another person or any other individual. So, you know, it's all about us meeting and connecting with the person that works for us. There are people that, and I'm sure you've experienced this, AJ, where, you know, there may be a woman and she's dating a friend of yours and you go, man, what in the world does he see in her? But to him, she's the most wonderful thing on the planet because he's for her. He's not for you. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's just really, you know, we really just have to make decisions on our own and pick the person that is truly best for us. And when we function from that space, then everything is good.
Well, I have to let our listening audience know, too, that we're running over a little bit. We have to go into our second break, and I have to depart this evening, and I apologize for that. I do have another engagement that I have to attend to, and our executive producer, Kevin, and also LaShawn will go ahead and finish out the show, and I had a great time. I learned a lot, and then, LaShawn, I learned a lot from you, and I learned a lot from your book. You know, every time that I read it, and like I said, I use it as a reference point. It's my compass, and I'm really thankful that you took made that decision to take that route to be able to author that book. I really appreciate that. I'm glad you did, and I think that you're going to be helping a lot of people, because if you can help me, you can help a lot of people.
Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. I'm officially an expert.
So now we're going to go into our next break, and I'm going to depart from here, and I will see all of you listeners next week, next Thursday. And please call into the show and speak to LaShawn at 347-843-4559. Click the number 1 along with the star sign to be placed in the queue, and Kevin will call out the last 4 digits of your phone number. So pay attention. When you hear the last 4 digits of your number, that means you are live on the show. So good evening, everybody. Stay on the show. We'll LaShawn and Kevin will be back after the next break.
Get ready for Function's 45-year anniversary cruise, hosted by radio personality Connie Breeze. This 5-day cruise leaving from New Orleans, traveling to Cozumel and the Yucatan, includes live entertainment from the legendary R&B artist Confunction, Rick, Sherelle, Wait, There's More, the voice of Steve Arrington, Yarbrough and Peoples, Club Nouveau, and Miss Superwoman herself,
Karen White.
Register for your tickets today for this 45th anniversary cruise package and event, May 12th to 17th, 2018. Available only through Annie's Fantasy Cruises.
Call 844-855-3386. Once again, that is 844-855-3386. Or download the Confunction app from the Play Store or iTunes to reserve your tickets.
Reserve your tickets today by calling 844-855-3386.
There's something that I want to say, but words sometimes get in the way. I just want to show my feelings for you. Nothing that I'd rather do than spend every moment with you. Guess you should know, if so. You are my lady, you're everything I need.
Freddie Jackson fan.
Oh yeah, he is awesome. He's awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, you're listening to the new Love Unlimited Global Internet Radio program with your wonderful guest tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I should say host is LaShawn, and KV's on the line tonight with you. AJ has another important engagement tonight. We're so proud of you. But, man, I tell you guys, that was awesome introduction and what you guys are talking about on Clarity, LaShawn. That is powerful. I'm taking some notes, man. Woo-wee. That was good stuff. Good stuff, AJ. Good stuff, LaShawn. Yeah, that was powerful. And I hope some people are getting some great stuff for that. But real quickly, ladies and gentlemen, our number, 347-843-4559. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. And if you guys press 1 and the star sign, if you have a comment or question or for LaShawn, we'll be glad to bring you in. Hey, for those who are joining us, too, on the internet, LaShawn is the author, LaShawn McCrary, is the author of her new book, of one of her books, I Am Not an Option, A Woman's Guide to Self-Love and Relationship. That's our featured book on the network, ladies and gentlemen. Just so excited and proud of her on that book. Matter of fact, LaShawn, we got to give you some props, too. We normally don't do this, but we're going to give you some props tonight for you and your fiancé. Yeah, man. Hallelujah. We love you.
Oh, thank you.
It's
thank
amazing.
You very much.
So, LaShawn, let's continue on. And I tell you, Clarity, that is powerful. Anything you want to continue on with that? I had a couple of comments here. We'll talk about those as we go on. But AJ brought in some good points and some good wisdom there. The man is a thinker. I love that about him. You know, great thinker.
Yeah, he's great. You know, I did want to mention, AJ mentioned it a little bit earlier, and we started talking about everything else, and I think he forgot that he had to leave early so we wouldn't be able to continue the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
I am doing a video series. The other day,
awesome.
I
wow.
got this really great, inspired idea to do a video series called 14 Days of Self-Love. So for anyone, if you're following me on social media, you will see the video links posted every day. Today we're actually on day 2 because I want to have it all finished up before we get to Valentine's Day. So follow me on Twitter. They're on LinkedIn. They're on Facebook. And they are also on YouTube. So just
wonderful.
My name. Go to the website, Love Unlimited website. If you need to know how to spell my name, you can find me and make sure you take a look at those videos. It was, again, something that I wasn't expecting to do. But I'm finding out that when God just gives me an idea and I just
Absolutely.
Go with it, so many
Absolutely.
Blessings just come out of it.
Absolutely.
You know, so
Absolutely.
I mean, it's literally, it came to me on Sunday.
Yeah.
And on Monday, I was just like, I don't know about this. And then by Tuesday, I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. I need to hurry up and get everything in order. So, I mean, I literally started placing everything in order and got everything together yesterday, shot all the videos, did everything, and then started
That's
posting
great.
Them. Yeah, so that I can release one every day for the next 14 days. Right.
Absolutely.
You know, and
and
because Valentine's Day is coming up,
I
was like,
Very
wow,
important.
God, that's really great timing because, you know, there are a lot of single people out here or just people in general who are in relationships and maybe they're not happy. And so I want to help everyone capture their self-love first and focus on that because it is so important. So everybody check out the videos and let me know your thoughts and, you know, your feelings and any questions that you may have about those as well.
Oh, that's great, LaShawn. That is so powerful. And ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand this, the name of the title of the book she has, I Am Not an Option. If you stop right there, it is so deep. That can go in so many different directions to help all of us in relationship. I Am Not an Option, A Woman's Guide to Self-Love and Relationships. Ladies and gentlemen, such a powerful. And if you would, LaShawn, let's tell everybody out there how to get to the book and order. We want everybody to order the book, actually order the book either electronically or hard copy. But LaShawn, let everybody know how to order that book today.
Yes, they can go to IamNotAnOption.com. Again, just spell it all out, IamNotAnOption.com. You can also go to my personal website, which is LaShawnMcQuarrie.com. That's L-A-S as in Sam, H-A-W, N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, C-C-R-A-R-Y.com. And if that's too much to remember, I am not an option.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
But you can get it on either site.
Fantastic. Well, LaShawn, also too, ladies and gentlemen, LaShawn is also a coach, a life coach as well. And so we always pull in some great information from her in that area. But LaShawn, I was taking some notes as you and AJ were talking about clarity tonight. I want to stay on that topic tonight and or take another direction wherever you want to go. But basically, I wanted to just say is first thing that AJ was hitting on it a little earlier, and God has already established it, it's not good for man to be alone. So please understand that, ladies and gentlemen. It's not good for man or woman to be alone. So had God created woman first, it would have been the same thing, right? She shouldn't have been alone. But God created man first, and he said the first thing after having everything named and all the different things on the planet, he said, man, Adam had to be a little sad because he didn't have the right mate. And, of course, now we do. So it's not a problem, ladies and gentlemen. It is a law. Man is not good for man to be alone, and that's part of the problem. Some men are alone, and they're not supposed to be alone, but that's a whole other topic for another time. And LaShawn, and also, too, I took some notes about clarity, too, and this is just my opinion about this area. Clarity requires growth on both sides, and you guys kind of hit on that because men do not do that. They don't grow in these areas as they should, and I can speak for that. And then the other area clarity requires is understanding. It does require that as well. That means understanding your spouse or the relationship that you have with the opposite sex as well. And then the last thing, LaShawn, is the relationship. Clarity requires relationship growth. That means getting to really know each other as strong as a friendship would grow. And you guys kind of mentioned that because back in the day, we kind of had friendships first. You know, we were dating women and women were dating men, but it was like friendships. It was really close friendships for back in the day. And I think we've lost a lot of that today where men and women, and some people do, because we can't say everybody, have lost the friendship side of the relationship. So there's got to be clarity in that. But I think that some people have lost that. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I actually wrote a little segment in the book about that where there was actually a man who wanted to be friends for a while. He really liked this woman, and he wanted to get the opportunity to get to know her a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But it was the woman who said, well, what's wrong with you? And, you know, she accused him of being gay.
Right.
And to him, he's just like,
what's
that about? And they had only known each other for a very short period of time. I believe it was like 2 weeks. And all of a sudden, you know, and it's sad that that's where society has gone, where as a woman, if we are questioning a man because he's not trying to jump in our pants from day one, that we're making it out to be something wrong with him instead of just saying, wow, that's interesting. You know, this is a good guy. This is a respectable man. He wants more from me than just my body.
Right.
And that's, you know, something that I think is, you know, very, very sad in this day and age. So, you know, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And we talk, you know, a lot about the roles and the leadership and everything else. And one of the things that I do know is we teach people how to treat us. And unfortunately for women, that has been watered down so much that we haven't been leaders of ourselves. And I will say that I would add that to your list of clarity is understanding yourself. And that is where a lot of things go wrong. You know, I can't tell you how many women have said to me, LaShawn, I got into this marriage and I wanted to be everything to everyone. I am completely exhausted. I can't hold up and I can't do this. And my first question to them is, well, what made you start doing that in the first place?
Right.
Well, because that's what I thought I should do, and I didn't realize how stressful it would be. And so now they want to, adjust their household. I mean, they pretty much want to turn it upside down. They want their husbands to help out with the chores and the kids with their homework and be more active with them instead of trying to do everything for everyone. So that's why I always say to women, you need to know what's right for you. You know, you need to know what your limits are. And I'll even share this cute little story with you. There was a church that I went to years ago in Pittsburgh, and it was interesting because the pastor and his wife had three kids. And the pastor said he originally wanted to have four kids. He was just you know, my parents had four kids. He was raised up in a household where they had four kids, and he was very much about having four children of his own. And he said he comes in the house because all of his children were very close in age, and he said the toddler was running around the house without her pamper on. The youngest two were crying and screaming, and his wife is sitting on the steps, and she's crying and screaming. And he said he walked in the house that day and said, okay, we're done at three. But I thought that that was really great that he was actually able to pick up on, this is a lot. And while I'm sitting here saying as a man that I want to have more kids, she's the one that's dealing with the kids. You know, and, you know, he knows how to get up and go to work. Men have perfected getting up and going to work. But when it comes to being at home with a child, and each child is its own child, every mother will tell you that. So you don't know what you're going to get. You don't know how that experience is going to work out. So, you know, even if you say, yeah, I want to have four or five kids, have one or two first, you know, and pay yourself into it. Because it may not turn out to be everything you think it's going to be, and then it may turn out to be more fabulous. And if so, go for it. But you really do have to know yourself. And I think sometimes people just have this plan, and they write everything down like it's set in stone. You know, leave some room for change. Leave some room for adjustment, because a lot of times we get into things and we find out it's not what we thought. I mean, I know so many people that have gone to school all the way through college, sometimes law school, medical school, and then afterwards or sometime in the midst of it, they realize, I don't really want to do this. I didn't realize how many hours this person worked. I didn't realize what it would really take in order for me to step into this position. And so when you talk about being clear, we really need to do that. We really need to know what we want and not be afraid to make adjustments.
Right.
Not
That's
don't
powerful.
Be afraid to make adjustments. Don't spend the rest of your life, you know, I've heard people say, oh, but I spent all this money for this degree, or I spent all that money on the wedding. Well, if that's not working out for you, are you going to really spend the next 20, 30, 40 plus years of your life because you realize that it's not working for you, you don't like it, but you're going to stay because of the investment that you originally made? You know what? Sometimes that investment was just for a temporary time period. Many times it's longer. And I'm not telling anybody, you know, especially when it comes to relationships, not to seek counseling, because I'm very big into that. Work through your problems, because I do believe that if your marriage was ever based on love, and I mean real love, if it was ever really there, I believe that most of those marriages can change when people are willing to set ego aside and really develop themselves spiritually. I do. I believe that they can be saved. Yeah. But there are a lot of people that they are not on a spiritual path. They want to just point fingers, not look at themselves, and just blame everything on their spouse. Well, that's not going to work. And if you're never going to change that, then what are you doing? You know, you're just wasting your life and stressing each other out. So me personally, I don't see any point in that. And but again, you know, it's your life and it's your choice. But, you know, think about that, because you're right, Kevin, that word clarity. And that's why when AJ said it earlier, I was like, ooh, one of my favorite words.
Yeah, that's a deep word. That's a deep word.
About what you want. Yeah.
Absolutely.
In relationships. Absolutely.
Yeah, I love it. You know, LaShawn, also, too, you know, with that word, you know, today is just things have changed. That's all I can say about it. I don't know what really happened. I didn't really analyze it. But today you have to be strategic in relationships today, I think. And strategic, that means you have to plan. I mean, but I think the biggest thing is you really have to develop that friendship and have a great communication system together toward life if you're planning to be together. So you got to have a strategic plan, I believe, LaShawn. And also, too, they got to be able to be able to communicate very, very well together, not outside the relationship, in order to build that strategic plan together. No doubt about it. I see that all the time now. And we didn't have to worry about that years ago, but for some reason, it's just so strategic now. You have to be very strategic today with each other, but you got to commit to each other to make it happen if that's what they want. It's amazing.
There's so many new things that are going on now that we didn't have before, and AJ touched on some of it earlier, from social media to, I mean, when we were growing up, We didn't have a computer. You may have had some type of a computer game.
Right.
But that
right.
was about it. You didn't carry one in your hand or in your purse or pocket
right.
at all times.
Right.
You didn't have another one inside of a briefcase or a backpack
right.
that you were carrying around with you. I
That's
mean,
right.
we can talk to people in our cars.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you did not do that. It's like he said, you waited until you got home, and nobody rushed to get home to see if they had any messages. You know, there was a certain process of waiting. And what's happening over time is we are becoming less and less patient because you should be able to deliver now. If I send you a text message, I'm expecting you to respond now. And if a person doesn't respond within a certain amount of time, you know, people get all weirded out and you don't know if their cell phone died. I mean, you really don't know what's going on. So in addition to that, there's a ton of internet dating and there's speed dating. You know, there's television that's on all night. So we have so many other things to compete with. You know, there was never a time when you could go into, and I remember this years ago, there was a guy that I was dating at the time, and I remember we went out and we're sitting in this restaurant, and he and I were the only two people in the restaurant that did not have a phone in our hands. Everybody else. So even when we're with people, so we're losing our ability of knowing how to connect and read a person's body language and really engage with each other personally because we're so worried about what somebody is doing on social media or responding to a comment or something like that. And, you know, Kevin, I'll share this with you all. Kevin is one of the people that's been talking to me about, LaShawn, what are you doing about marketing and promoting and all that stuff? And I'm really not big into social media, and that's a part of it. Because once you get online, and, you know, so I'm posting these videos, which it's for a purpose, but I have to go back and see, did anybody make any comments or anything like that, so that I'm engaging with my audience. Now, in that particular case, that's absolutely fine. But there are people that live by it. You know, they wake up to it. They go to bed with, you know what I mean? It's all day, every single day. And that can become a problem in your relationship when you can't sit down something that's it's real, but it's not it's not a person. It's not personable. So, you know, like I said, with all of that, in addition to all the broken families and, you know, I mean, you name it, we're going through it right now. So I think it is a little bit more, actually probably a lot more challenging to have a good, healthy relationship now. And it will be even more so for the younger ones that are coming up, all the millennials and XYZers, whatever they're called now. You know, if they don't learn to communicate. There's a young man that I know, a teenager, and I found out that he broke up with his girlfriend through a text message. And I had a very, very stiff, stern conversation with him about, hey, when you entered into that relationship, you did it when she was standing in front of you. And if you don't have the guts to break up with her in her face, then you don't need to be entering into relationships. That is personal. That is someone's feelings and emotions, and you don't just treat somebody like they don't mean anything. Like, I'm just going to send you a message to get you away from me. That is incorrect. I said, however you entered into that relationship, that is how you come back out of it. You know, and really teaching them how to respect and engage with one another. So, you know, it's a very interesting dynamic, Kevin.
Yeah, it sure is. You're absolutely right, LaShawn, and I agree with you 1,000% on everything you said. And ladies and gentlemen around the world, we're talking about clarity tonight in relationships with LaShawn Clary, one of the best authors on the planet, with her new book, I Am Not an Option, A Woman's Guide to Self-Love and Relationship. This is the book that we're promoting and highlighting for probably forever until she says otherwise. So it's pretty exciting there. That area. But clarity is very important. You know, also, too, I was thinking about, too, like you said, even with people today, and you probably noticed too, LaShawn, even next door neighbors are not even fellowshipping. I mean, we don't, you know, it's easier to text them or send them an email than to have them over for a cup of soup or a hot chocolate and talk about some things, you know. And for some reason, we just got away from that. I was thinking about that the other day. We just don't entertain at the home anymore as we used to. Now, some people do a good job of that, I'm just saying, just have a good time. You know, just invite somebody over, listen to some jazz, and maybe talk about a few things. You may play some games or something, but just bringing somebody over and talking about some things of life, you know, whether it's your fiance or girlfriend or whatever, boyfriend, that type of thing. So we've gotten away from that, but we got a lot of distractions, as you know, and it's so easy not to do it. It's just so easy not to do it. People rather go home and text you than to call you up and talk to you. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Yeah. And one of the things that always gets me is when people will say, oh,
yeah.
I really don't like talking to people. I'd prefer to just text.
Every time
I hear that from somebody,
wow.
Especially
yes,
if
ma'am.
They are at least 35 to 40 and up, I'm like,
yeah.
Come on, dudes. You
yeah.
were here before,
absolutely.
You know, cell phones even became popular. So
absolutely.
Now all of a sudden you just need a text message.
Exactly.
Like, you know, communicate. Whew. We need to
yeah,
communicate, hear a person's voice. I am
absolutely.
Very much a phone person, but I really
yep.
love being
yeah,
in
absolutely.
The person's presence.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that, and that's important.
Yeah.
That's very important.
Absolutely. Very, very important. And ladies and gentlemen around the world, I'm going to challenge all the men out there who are dating or married, even married or in dating, but you guys need to get off that phone. I want you guys to get back to some romance, okay? Get back to romance in your fiance and vice versa. Please get back to that. I want you to be able to look into our eyeballs and be able to have a conversation and vice versa. So, men, I'm challenging you all around the globe to get back to knowing a person. Get to know her through a friendship, just like your best friend. How would you get to know a best friend? How would you trust a best friend? You got to, first of all, get to know them. So I want you guys to get back to that. And LaShawn's book can help you. I Am Not an Option, a Woman's Guide to Self-Love and Relationship. It's not just for the women, guys. It's for everybody on the planet. So I'm excited about that, LaShawn. Well, LaShawn, we're going to continue our love songs today for you and your fiance because we know you're celebrating the 14 days of love. So we're going to give you guys another love song, and we're going to come back and
awesome.
Wrap it up here as well. Here we go. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, this is the new Love Unlimited Global Internet Radio program with AJ and LaShawn. AJ's off doing his thing for a minute. This is KV and LaShawn right now. We're going to play a song. We'll be right back in a few minutes. Hold on there, baby. Hold on, everybody. Take care now.
Yeah. Well, well, well. Yeah. Loving you, well, well, well. Day will make a way for night. All we'll need is candlelight and a song. Yeah, soft and long. Well, glad to be here alone. With a lover unlike no other, sad to see a new horizon slowly coming into view. Yeah, I wanna be living for the love of you. Highest high, all that I'm giving. That touches me when the morning comes, feels good to me. Yeah, my love and me. Well, smoother than a gentle breeze, flowing through my mind with ease, soft as can be. Well, when you're loving me. Riding the waves of your love, enchanted with your touch, and it's
seems to me we could sail together in and out of mystery. Well, I wanna be living for the love of you. All right now, all that I'm giving is for the love of you. You got me, girl. I wanna be living for the love of you. All right now, all that I'm giving.
Topic on clarity in relationships today. Just powerful, powerful, powerful day today. Just incredible. Wow. I love it. Woo. Well, LaShawn, we're excited about what is going to happen this year with the new book, with the videos. They're going to continue to grow and grow and grow. And we just can't wait to see the numbers just climb. And ladies and gentlemen, also, too, let you know, we're on a Twitter as well. Our Twitter account is LoveUNLRadio. I want you to follow us on Twitter, as AJ and LaShawn always ask. On Twitter, please follow us at LoveUNLRadio. And we'd love to have you do that. We're going to get to 1 million followers real soon, LaShawn. What do you think about that? I love it. I love it. 1 million
okay.
Followers. I love it.
Hey, work it out. Work it out.
Absolutely.
I'm in agreement with you on that one.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Well, LaShawn, we want to always give, we're getting down to the wire here. We know you're busy and got things to do as well. We want to, any closing thoughts and then any shout outs, and we'll keep it moving.
My closing thoughts are, let's see. Well, as we are entering this time of Valentine's Day holiday coming up, I really do want everyone to focus more on loving themselves, respecting themselves, and designing the life that you want for yourself. And this is whether you are single, married, doesn't matter. I want everybody to focus on your self-love, because if there's something that needs to be fixed or changed within your relationship, you will see that when you begin to work on yourself, and you begin to make those adjustments, how your relationship begins to get better and improve. So I want everybody to just think about that. And sometimes I will say this too, because it is also possible that as you begin to improve, that you find yourself going in different directions. And that's okay too. So some things are seasonal. It's unfortunate, but I want you guys to love yourself enough to be clear and find the path that is right for you.
That's great. Hey, LaShawn, also, too, in your coaching, I know there's a lot of people, some people out there say, well, okay, how can I talk to LaShawn about my relationship? Could you give a contact number? How will people get in touch with you if they want to get coached in addition to the book as well?
Yes, then they need to, again, they can go to the book website, IamNotAnOption.com, or they can go to LaShawnMcQuarrie.com. There are contact pages on there. So just go ahead and type in the subject line, want coaching, life coaching necessary, yeah. Whatever. Type it in there, send me your information, and I will get back to you.
Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a wonderful voice.
And you know what,
voice.
Kevin? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Before we go, I am also a speaker. So for anyone who is looking for a women's empowerment speaker, make sure that you reach out to me for that as well. So I know we never really mentioned that part of it, but that's really where I'm going this year, even
Absolutely.
Looking more so towards doing that than even the coaching. Still available for both. So again, if you're looking for a speaker, make sure that you look me up.
Absolutely. And LaShawn, you know we're going to be promoting that. So as you release the information, we're going to definitely promote it on our network without a doubt. So we're so proud of you and excited for you. And we know people
Thank
will
you.
Definitely need to talk to you about that and get help as well. You know, ladies and gentlemen, any shout-outs to LaShawn? I'll give you a chance to shout out. Any shout-outs out there?
Yes. To all of our wonderful listeners, thank you for tuning in with us tonight. To AJ, to you, Kevin, my fiance, all my family and friends, just shout outs to everyone.
Fantastic. That's great. Hey, my closing comments real quick is part of LaShawn's book, Ladies and Gentlemen, I Am Not an Option. Chapter 1 says men and women are different. Okay, I think everybody understands that part. But there's a part of the book, which is a quote from another person, says there is a fundamental difference between men and women. This is chapter 1. Women need romance. Okay, guys, you get that? Women need romance. Okay, now, I don't know. I wouldn't recommend you go to YouTube to look that up, you know, how romance works. You need to probably talk to some other gentlemen about that. But women need romance, and men need intrigue. That's Sherry Argoe, ladies and gentlemen, that made that quote there. So, guys, get to intriguing and romance your woman. Okay, that's how you do it. You do it with intrigue. But you need to romance your woman. That's my closing thought on that. That's from LaShawn's book, Chapter 1, Men and Women Are Different. Hey, my shout-out is to my awesome family all around the globe as well, just in general, just because of time. And then to my awesome family here on the radio program, LaShawn and AJ, man, you guys are amazing. I think I got to give you guys a shout. You guys should be on the road doing this, man. This is some powerful stuff y'all talking about, you know? Just how I'm talking about, man. I love it the way y'all bring it to the table in the area of relationships as well. And we just thank God for each and every one of you out there as well. And ladies and gentlemen, also too, we're going to kind of do the version of what AJ would say about the dash. If I can do that, LaShawn, I don't know how well I can do that, but we're definitely going to try it. Ladies and gentlemen, there's two dates you get. One is when you were born, right? And one when we pass and go to the other life. But in between that is the dash, ladies and gentlemen. That dash, when you look at it on the gravesite or wherever it's on, it could be on a poster or program where we celebrate your home going. It's a short dash. And in between that dash really represents your entire life from the time you were born to the time that you moved on to another level of consciousness, I would say, ladies and gentlemen. So cherish that time, ladies and gentlemen, because that dash represents our life. And it is very short. So we thank God for you guys listening today. So for those all around the world, thank you so much for that. Those who will be listening to the rebroadcast, we're excited about you. LaShawn, thank you so much for your time. And thank you so much for allowing us to have you tonight. But thank your fiance for letting you also be a part of us tonight as well in that area. All right. Well, great. Well, LaShawn, it's been another great show. We can't wait to have AJ and LaShawn back next week. Remember, every Thursday evening, Lord willing, every Thursday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the new Love Unlimited Global Internet Radio program. And remember our Twitter account, Love UNL Radio. Please send that out to all your social media, ladies and gentlemen. Just post it on there, twitter.com, Love Unlimited, or Love UNL, excuse me, Love UNL Radio. That's our Twitter account, Love UNL Radio. That will get you part of the program and also get you in touch with AJ and LaShawn on the new Love Unlimited Global Network. Well, LaShawn, thank you so much. Love you. Take care of yourself. Enjoy the rest of your week. And we'll see you next time on the new Love Unlimited Global Radio Network. Thank you so much, LaShawn. Take care now. Bye-bye. Thank you. We'll see you next time, ladies and gentlemen. Remember to have a great rest of the evening and a great rest of the week as well. We'll see you next time on the network. Thank you so much for joining us. Bye-bye now.